How does China aim to grow and fairly share the cake of social wealth? In the new development stage, our country is experiencing a profound level of change in its domestic and external environment and faces many new matters of consequence. We should understand them fully. We must understand our strategic goal of common prosperity and know how to make it happen. Under socialism, our expectation is that the country will progressively unleash and develop the productive forces, create and accumulate social wealth, and at the same time prevent polarization and make more substantive progress in promoting well-rounded human development and common prosperity for all. We should make the cake of social wealth bigger through the concerted efforts of all our people. Then we should properly handle the relationship between growth and distribution by institutional means so as to share the cake fairly. This will take a long time, and we should create the conditions, improve the relevant institutions, and take steady steps towards this goal. In promoting high-quality development, we should prioritize employment, which is pivotal to people's well-being. We should make greater use of the functions and the roles of distribution. We should properly handle the relationship between efficiency and equity and put in place a basic institutional framework in which distribution, redistribution, and third distribution coordinate with and complement each other. Distribution according to work should continue as the mainstay, and we should increase the share of work remuneration in primary distribution and improve distribution based on factors of production. We should ensure the adjusting role of redistribution and make it more targeted by better leveraging taxation, social security, and transfer payments. We should bring into play the role of third distribution and guide and support enterprises and social groups with both the will and the capacity to participate actively in public welfare and charity undertakings, but we will not allow charitable donations to be coerced by means of moral blackmail. We should respect the principle of doing what we can to the best of our ability, focus on improving public services, provide basic public services in a targeted manner in education, healthcare, elderly care, housing, and other fields that concern the people the most, and ensure subsistence for those in difficulty. We should not set expectations too high or make unrealistic commitments.